This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Stu Davison, consultant with SD Agra in New Zealand, soon to be a part of High Ground Dairy in Chicago. You're in New Zealand. Tell us about New Zealand milk production.
So we've just started the new dairy season down here in New Zealand, and we're looking into the season ahead with quite a poor outlook, to be honest. Our production forecast for this season is quite negative. We're expecting milk production down here to fall 0.7% compared to the season prior, and the season prior actually managed to grow 0.2%. So a poor outlook for New Zealand outlook, but a positive outlook for the following year.
What do you attribute that downfall to?
So we're seeing quite a negative outlook for milk price for New Zealand farmers. Commodity values globally for all dairy commodities are sliding at the moment, created by China's lack of interest in the dairy market currently. And we see New Zealand's milk price sliding down to below $7.50 per kilo of milk solids, which is up to $2 lower than the milk price last year.
Tuesday.
From a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, comments from Jerry Clark, the regional crops and soils educator from UW Extension.
We've all known the last few months, especially 6 weeks, about this dry weather that's been going on. But if we just look back to May 2nd, we kind of called it the weather whiplash. So we went from almost a soggy, saturated condition as of May 2nd. There was no drought situation across the state in terms of the U.S. drought monitor. But then by the end of May, just a month later, 30 days later, basically, we started to see that abnormally dry weather starting to creep in. But this big high pressure system just would not move out of the way. And that's what kept that nice, clear, dry weather coming, I guess, from that standpoint. So we caught up in our planting season relatively quickly coming out of that wet spring. But then when things really started turning dry, that's when we started to see some issues with crop emergence, planting into dry conditions and just hoping it was going to rain that would get our crop out of the ground.
Wednesday.
When it comes to heat and humidity, we talk about the impact of the calf's immune system.
So when a calf or any animal is suffering from heat stress, again, for baby calves, that's 75 Fahrenheit and above, that heat stress will decrease the function of their immune system. Now, we can help try to cool some of those calves, offering free choice water, lots of it. But another thing we can use is we can go back to our high school physics class and think about the three laws of how thermal properties move between masses. And we have our good friends, conduction, convection, and radiation. And while we're not really going to do a whole lot with conduction or radiation, we can certainly lean on convection. And convection is the process by which as air moves over an object, it can strip heat off of it. And so if we can get fans on calves to blow air speeds greater than 2 miles an hour, we can start to have a convective heat loss over these calves and start to cool the calves.
Thursday.
The FDA had a public comment period open throughout the spring and the first part of the summer to get input from interested parties. Anyone in the public could write to the FDA and express their opinions on a proposal that FDA put out that would basically do two things. Number one, it would still allow the use of dairy terms like milk for products that are labeled as coming from plant sources, oat, soy, rice, etc. The other thing it would do, though, is to require these plant-based beverages to put nutritional information about what they contain or what they don't contain prominently on the label so that consumers would be better informed, hopefully, about what is missing from these plant-based products. As we've asserted for many years, Bill, where there is consumer confusion for all these fake dairy products and fake milks is people may think, well, they have an equivalent amount of protein, vitamins, minerals, because cow's milk is chock-a-block with all those things, but a lot of things that are labeled as oat milk or almond milk are really pale comparisons.
Friday.
The cost of lameness on dairy farms. This was presented in a Journal of Dairy Science presented by a group of French researchers. What they actually did, Bill, is they modeled using what they call a dairy health simulation program. And they ran 880 simulations, and they looked at the four major types of hoof disorders: digital dermatitis, or hairy heel wart, interdigital dermatitis on these animals, sole ulcers, and white line disease. So that's what the four aspects they were monitoring, and they were looking at both lameness scores and then also looking at the digital dermatitis status and changes that occur on dairy farms.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.